couple other games have gone final. St. Joe beat Glenn 53-38. Travis Hanna got so much out of that group at Glenn. They should have never won that sectional, let alone get this far. And Fairfield beat Hammond Knoll by two at the buzzer. So Fairfield's moving on. Warsaw with a ball to start the third. Working out of the far end. Ball tipped out of the hands of Bricker. And again, I'm going to keep on this because Crown Point has not been called for a foul yet in this game.
And that just means you can up the intensity and the pressure as much as you want. There's no foul trouble.
Warsaw has been called for three fouls. Unfortunately, Gould has two of those. But he came in at the end and was able to get a big rebound. And Gould got hit in the face. Gould got hit in the face. The ball's taken away. It's a 4-on-1. Rhodes in for the right to the basket, and it's good. And Gould is hurt and down on one knee. And I don't know if he got hit in the nose. Warsaw's trainer, Corey Branham, is here. Trey Davis is going to come in for him. Man. Still no fouls called against Crown Point. Bulldogs back to the lead, 24-23.
Well, when you talk about old school tough, you got to be old school tough in this one if you're going to have success.
Martin dribbling on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Jaeger between the circles. Out of the left side, Finlinson. Finlinson off a screen. Left side to Bricker. Bricker down to the paint. They tried to throw it into Jaeger. Jaeger got grabbed and spun out of the way by Schofield, and it's out of bounds to the Bulldogs.
I mean, at some point, the holding, the grabbing, the pushing, the clutching has to be called because this game's going to end up getting physically out of hand if it's not.
In between the circles, Shaw near side for Rhodes. Out of the top, Svetic in the lane for Shaw. He'll turn and shoot from 12. No good. Martin the rebound, and there's the first foul of the game against the Crown Point Bulldogs. Schofield on the rebound. His first out of bounds to the Tigers.
Tigers fans with a little bit of a Bronx cheer, and they deserve to give that one because one foul in this long of play, and good to see Carson, you know, coming back into the game after that injury.
He may not be fine, but he's back in. So back to the original starting five for Matt Moore. Tigers down by one with the ball. Headed to the other end. Bricker against Swan. Out top, Finlinson. Left side to Martin. Martin to the free throw line, Gould. Gould was wide open, had a lane to the basket, never looked at it. Now they throw it inside Bricker, and he's fouled from behind. Now all of a sudden, the fouls that they didn't call for 16 minutes have become fouls, and the Crown Point players putting their hands on their heads.
Yeah, that's definitely one that they would have let go in the first half because we did catch the basketball, but if you're not going to be consistent, there's going to be a lot of frustration by both teams.
Gould into Jaeger. He lays it in. They slip Jaeger around the backside from left to right, and he scores to put Warsaw back in the lead, 25-24. Shaw the other way, a little jumper outside the lane for two. Dikembe Shaw with his first 2 points of the game at 6:28 of the third, and we have our fifth lead change. Bulldogs by one. Gould across the line, far side of the center circle. Looking inside, up the sideline to Bricker against Swan. Bricker out to Jaeger between the circles. Want to throw it into Martin, but he's well covered. Gould in between the rings, looking right. Now he'll throw it left. Finlinson with a head fake. Trying to spin, and does. Falling 12-footer is good. Finlinson with 9 points, all in the middle two quarters. Tigers 27, Bulldogs 26. Three-pointer, no good. Svetic trying to get on the board, missed it, and Jaeger's got the rebound. In transition, Gould. Off a high screen, drives the right wing, hands back to Martin. Martin then starts up the baseline back to Bricker. He'll make a head fake against Swan. Into the lane, backdoor pass, tipped off of Finlinson. He'll grab it in the deep left corner. He's guarded by Svetic. He'll bring it out to the top, across the top to Martin. Martin, one-on-one, drives around Shaw, puts it up, missed it, a whistle, and a foul called. And it wouldn't have counted anyway. It was a foul on the drive. And this will be on Dikembe Shaw. That's his first, and the third already against Crown Point in this quarter, which is three more than they had the whole first half.
The evolution of Robbie Finlinson being able to stop on a dime and then hit a little fadeaway mid-range jumper has been huge for this Warsaw Tiger team in big-time spots when they've needed it.
Mulaski and Darrell into the game for Crown Point. Bricker got pushed big time. Darrell with the steal. He'll take it down and score, and a foul. Finlinson tried to hammer him to keep him from scoring. He could not. And Daryl's put Crown Point ahead 28-27, but they did not detect the just awful push-off at the other end.
I mean, that's two hands to the middle of the back on a guy moving backwards to catch a basketball. You cannot miss that in the open court. You just can't.
Daryl to complete the three-point play, shoots it up. No good. Shaw tips it up and in. Shaw with the putback, a four-point trip for Crown Point. They lead 30-27 with 5:08 left to play here in quarter three. Gould off to the right, now back to the middle. Now to the left wing for Finlinson, back out to Carson. Now he'll find in the corner, Finlinson for three, good! Finlinson with his second three-pointer of the game, his 49th of the season, and we are level at 30. Across the line, Svetich, a running 10-footer, air ball! Bricker the rebound for the Tigers. Long pass down the court, Finlinson with a runner, in and out. Tipped by the Tigers, grabbed by Shaw. Shaw will bring it up the middle of the floor. Run right down in on Jaeger, blocked, foul call. Jaeger with the foul, his first. Two free throws coming up for Dikembe Shaw, who's not a very good free throw shooter either. 64% as a team, the Bulldogs 59%.
What a great offensive possession by Warsaw on Robbie's last three. He was wide open at the beginning of the possession. They work it all the way across the floor to get him in the other corner, and that's great execution.
Shaw's free throw is perfect. 5 points all this quarter, 31-30 Crown Point, 4:28 left to go, third period. One more for the 6'6 sophomore. It's in the air, and that one's good too. Those are their first made free throws of the game. They lead by two. Gould across the line against Rhodes. Down to the right wing for Bricker. Bricker, left-hand dribble. Bad, the ball knocked away, but it's to Gould. Back to Bricker. One dribble. A head fake. A three. No good. Jaeger, the weak side rebound. Leans back into Shaw. Puts it up. No, but a foul called. Jaeger goes to the free throw line to shoot two, and Shaw's got his second foul. You know, not because of the way it looked, but just sometimes the flow of the game, I thought for sure that was going in.
I did too.
Had the field, didn't it?
As soon as you get a guy off his feet and runs by, Luke Bricker's normally going to knock that shot down.
Jaeger's free throw is up and in. He's got 3 points, 32-31 Crown Point. 12 minutes and 10 seconds left in regulation in this regional final. Second one up, and that's in and out. And Mulaski's got the rebound for the Bulldogs. So the Tigers flinch, and here comes Crown Point with the ball at the midpoint of quarter three. Rhodes against Martin. Finds Svetich, curling for a 25-footer, and he got it. At 3:55 of the third, Svetich breaks into the scoring column, 35-31. Bulldogs by four. And a whistle and a timeout will be taken here by Matt Moore. Timeout, Tigers. It's their last 30. 3:44 to go, third quarter. Crown Point 35, Warsaw 31. Back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Jared Shaw, Steve Scott back at the station. Warsaw with the ball, trailing 35-31 after the Svetich three. He went 2.5 quarters without scoring. Martin, one-on-one, gets by Shaw. Down to the baseline, Bricker. Fall away, 15-footer. No. Rebound, Mulaski for Crown Point. Here come the Bulldogs up by four. Down to the right side, left side, Shaw. Throws it inside. Oh, he threw it. Mulaski wasn't looking. He tipped it and tipped it right to Bricker. Oh, and then Daryl's head went flying as he tried to make the officials think that Bricker fouled him. Bricker down to the baseline. Shoots a 12-footer, and that's no good. Tipped and loose, and a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. Martin's going to get his first, I believe. It'll be out of bounds to Crown Point. That's two team fouls against Warsaw in this quarter. Crown Point's been called for four.
And so far in the tournament, whether it be Concord or Penn, and so far this game, Warsaw's able to see a run that the opponents are having and put together great offensive possessions that squelch that run. Right now, they're on one, so Warsaw's going to have to force themselves to get another stop so they can turn around and get an offensive bucket.
Warsaw hit a couple fadeaways, and now they've missed a couple. Svetich. Down to the baseline, Shaw. He'll shoot a 15-footer over Jaeger. Way short. Finlinson's got the rebound. Outlets near sideline to Gould. Under 3 minutes left to play third quarter. Tigers are down by four. They need a hoop. Now to Trey Davis between the circles. Back to Finlinson. Now to the left side for Bricker. Out top, Finlinson with a head fake on Shaw, and he got roughed up, and there's a foul. And that's Shaw's third. So they're going to grab Begley off the bench and send him to the scorer's table to check in. That's a game changer. Shaw is one of their best offensive players at 13 points a game. Plus, he's almost like a Draymond Green in his game with a lot of assists, a lot of rebounds, a good scorer.
And an excellent individual defender.
Yes. Finlinson shoots and makes it.
And here's where Warsaw, they've got 2:38 now. They're going to be shooting two free throws on any fouls going forward. It's been tough to get foul calls, but if you can start to add free throws here going into the fourth quarter, that's a positive for the Tigers.
Finlinson for the second of his two. It's up and in. Robbie with 14 points to lead the way for Warsaw. He's put the Tigers back within two, 35-33. Now they throw it outside the lane for Begley. He backs in to Rhodes. Rhodes back out near the center circle. Back down to Begley in the baseline. In the lane, wide open, Molaski for two. He's got six. It's back to a four-point game. Gould to the center circle and across. Hands back to Finlinson, now to Trey Davis. Right sideline to Bricker. He's guarded by Darrell. Out of Jaeger outside the right elbow. Hands back to Finlinson. Finlinson with a head fake and a pull-up 15-footer. It's in and out. Rebound and a whistle. And traveling's going to be called against Crown Point. Clint Swan throws his hands in the air in protest. He thought Trey Davis pulled him down. Kevin Meixel saw otherwise. Warsaw gets a reload.
I would agree with Coach Swan on that. We were owed one there. We needed to get one.
A couple. In the corner, Jaeger open for three, way short. Rebound grabbed by Rhodes. Here they come in a hurry. Rhodes weaving his way through traffic. Kicks it back out to Molaski. Now to Svetic in the corner. Darrell for three. Good. 138 left to play here in the third, and Crown Point's opened up a seven-point lead, 40-33. And the Tigers need a hoop in the worst way here. Trey Davis picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass to Finlinson. Out to Jaeger between the rings. Back to Robbie. Finlinson leans over on Svetic. Out to the right sideline for Carson Gould. Gould above the three-point arc is Jaeger straight out. Jaeger looking, dribbles once, fakes a handoff, throws it out to Trey Davis, 108 left. Davis starts in, hands back to Gould. Gould to the near sideline to Bricker, down to the wing for Jaeger. Matt Moore's changing the play. Gould, 25 feet out on the left. Drives to the right elbow, looks inside, dumps it down to Jaeger, passes wide and then out of bounds. Things slipping away here from the Tigers late in the third. Five in a row scored by Crown Point. They've got the ball, and they'll have the possession arrow. A must stop for the Tigers here. Darrell, right side, down to the Begley on the baseline. Begley back out to Rhodes. He just is not going to shoot that. You can throw it to him all day, and he's not going to pull the trigger. Darrell works his way back out. To the top, near the center circle to Rhodes, 23 seconds. Warsaw backs inside the arc. Now Davis comes out to play. Rhodes to Svetic. Spins against Davis, near side to Rhodes. Back out to Svetic, 8 seconds, seven. Molaski with seven, with six, with five. Throws it to Rhodes, drives in, shoots it over Jaeger, and hits it at the buzzer. The Bulldogs score the last seven of the third, and they lead 42-33 over Warsaw as we head to the fourth. And we start the fourth in 60 on News Now Warsaw.